Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, today's show. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for featuring today's show as a static show. Not only are we a featured digital radio show on the Blog Talk Network with our partners, today is also a static show. So thank you, Blog Talk. We always got to send a shout-out to our team. Monday, 3/18/2013, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles and San Diego. Lines are open, everyone. 347-215-8709 at Kalithia on Twitter, at BGE underscore radio, BGE.com. Get on over there. Subscribe as a free member. Many, many things going on in the digital world, radio and television, so be sure to get on over there so that way you can keep in the loop of things. I just want to say, before we get to our show and our guest today, I know you guys have been long waiting for today's guest, who inspires me, by the way. Just a big congrats to Reverend Lionel Gatt with the SCLC out in Atlanta, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, for such a successful event over the weekend. As many of you know, in Atlanta, there has been a tremendous, tremendous increase in youth violence. A lot of young people dying, killing one another. So the SCLC has stepped up to put something into the community in an effort to change this around with all the violence going on. The Love Fest, Stop the Violence and Incarceration, was hosted at the Tupac Shakur Center, Stone Mountain, DeKalb County, on Saturday. Channel 5 News of Atlanta was out there. Of course, BGE was out there with Minister Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room. Got some great, great interviews with the children and those that are in attendance, and just how excited they were for someone coming in and actually listening and hearing the things that they have to live with day to day. So they were just absolutely just honored that, this SCLC has stepped up in an effort to make this change throughout the communities of Atlanta. And, of course, you can get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, click listen at the click listen on our handle, and that way you can listen to Saturday's show. But this is just not the one event that they're going to do. They're actually going to do 7 more events hitting this, several counties around Atlanta that are in need of these this type of event, or to try to create this awareness and stopping the violence. And the next one is April 20th, 12 to 6 p.m. at Unity Baptist Church with Pastor Bobby Baker. So just big congrats out to Reverend Lionel Gant and the SCLC team for just such a successful turnout. And I heard that, lines were wrapped around for people, that the children wanting to perform and everyone just wanting to speak and just really express, their need of something like this in the community, to help stop the violence and give our children an outlet so they're not sitting up here fighting and killing one another. So, as I prepare to get back to Atlanta, yay, next month, you guys, I'll be back home 3 weeks. I will also be at that event on April the 20th to support Reverend Gant and the SCLC. So be sure to get on over to the SCLC's Facebook page. You can just SCLC Stop Violence Incarceration. BGE is going to be up there. I'm going to be up there, so you guys can come out and check me out. Come say hello. I know many of you guys thought I was at this event, but no, unfortunately, I am still in sunny California. But trust and believe, I'm so ready to get home to you guys, so I'm just looking forward to just seeing everyone on April 20th. I will be there probably for a couple hours, because after that I have to head to another event with some youths on a fashion show that I've been invited to. And I'm just trying to get it all in as we're prepping. As many of you guys know, that 2014 is a big year for BGE, because we're coming in with 2 philanthropic projects, one to plant 3 businesses in Atlanta in support of closing that wealth gap. to fund three businesses. So the entrepreneurs, you know, you get ready, get your business plans in order because we are going to want to review them. Also, not just funding you, but also giving you some professional services to ensure that you are successful in your business. So we're going to be hosting that in 2014 in Atlanta. As many of you guys know, Atlanta is number four in the nation for entrepreneurship. And just, you know, the wealth gap just keeps spreading apart, and, you know, especially when it comes to minority businesses. So me, my partners, as a philanthropic part project, has selected to do so and plan to get in Atlanta, in addition to the support and the efforts that we want to make change to, which is huge going on in Atlanta right now. As many of you guys know, Atlanta is number one for African-American women with HIV and AIDS cases, according to the CDC. So we are coming in as a philanthropic project to do the first ever World AIDS Day Summit as a national initiative. We're going to be welcoming many, many first ladies of Africa. I mean, first ladies, our first lady, U.S. Surgeon General of the, you know, the U.S. also, of course, first lady of Georgia, many of the leaders in the HIV industry, like the CDC directors, many of these people I'm in talks with, and that's why I'm coming to Atlanta, because I have so many meetings with them, a lot of social organizations. I mean, I'm getting calls from, you know, emails at night from Cuba, you know, doctors traveling all over the world that wants to be involved with this, you know, because they all are aware of the situation that's going on in Atlanta. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I was just kind of looking at the reports and the news, and I was like, wow, you know, something needs to be done, you know. I wasn't aware that I woke up a sleeping giant. Should I be scared? Oh, no, no, not Khaleesia. We're going to make this happen because, you know, it definitely needs to change, and it's just you know, alarming of, you know, the rate that our sisters, our African-American, you know, women are catching this disease and just, you know, getting it. And not just that, it's just the African-American community as a whole. And as many of you guys know, Atlanta is a black mecca, just like D.C., and we definitely want to come in and make a change. So get on over to BillGoingEnjoy.com so that way you can subscribe and become a free member, because there's so much going on and you can learn more on what we're doing with that, those two philanthropic projects coming to Atlanta. And that just transitions me into today's guest. Today's guest inspires me. I look up to her, and you guys have seen all the tweets and the Facebook postings and all the other social media platforms, and that's what we do at BGE, but I'm just honored to have her here today because I swear next to Wendy and Oprah, she sits right in the middle, and I'm just, it's just absolutely an honor to have her here, and that's Elder Vicki Johnson. Many of you guys know her. Welcome to Bill Grow and Enjoy, Vicki.
Thank you so much, Khaleesia. That's funny. Right between Oprah and Wendy. That's right. Give me the middle.
Well, Vicki, I am just so excited to have you on here. You have no idea. And I'm sure when you were speaking to my partners over, you know, with Bill Grown Enjoy the Book, and she's all excited too because, you know, we just look up to you every day. But definitely, you know, there's so many people that want to hear your message today. I wanted to speak about your upcoming event with Girl Talk Unplugged, the getaway, which is just awesome. But not just that, you know, a lot of people really don't know. They know you because of what you do, but they don't know who you are. So that's what I wanted to highlight today to many of my listeners. Let them know who Vicki is.
Wow. Well, Vicki is really just a down-to-earth, really quiet, believe it or not, really shy, wounded healer. That's who I am. I love life, love to have fun. I love people, love helping people. And, you know, my greatest joy is to go to bed at night more fulfilled than I woke up that morning. Mm-hmm. And smarter than I was. When I woke up that morning. So I'm an avid reader. I love the water, love the beach, love the ocean, anywhere by water, hence the destination for my getaway. You know, just really doing my best, my part, to be the fragrance of God in the earth. That's really who I am. And living in the ease of God. Mm-hmm. A place that I decided to abide some years ago, and it has worked wonderfully for me. Not so much for other people, but wonderfully for me.
Mhm. Because many people know you as many of you know. You know, you're senior manager of public affairs special events at the major entertainment company, BET. But
a lot of people don't know that, believe it or not. A lot of people don't know that because I don't put that out there. But it's out there now, huh?
Oops. Oops, but I don't know how to transition.
It's
not an oops
moment. It's okay. It's not okay. But like you said at the beginning, what I do is not who I am.
Right.
And frequently I purposely don't put that out there because I don't want that to be the inspiration for somebody reaching out to me.
Right.
If it's outside of the scope of what I do. Because a lot of times people look at where you are and who you're connected to, and that is the reason that they want to associate themselves. But when they don't know anything about you, you can really get an authentic read on who they are and why they are showing up in your life. And the reason I don't play it down, I'm not ashamed of it, I don't have to hide it, it's not a top secret like that. But it gives me an opportunity to authentically engage people just to see where they are. And once we build a relationship, then all of the things that I do and places I get to go and access that I have becomes a bonus to the relationship and not the reason for the relationship. Because
exactly.
I engage the two very differently.
I myself in my walk, Vicky, I have to do it opposite because it's kind of hard with me being on the radio and they see all the stuff in the social media world. I kind of like, well, you know, I minister too. They go, what? You know, but that's what I want them to know because that's what it's about, just connecting. But, you know, not just as you being, like you said, you know, having that, you know, that career and those connections. But like I said, you're an ordained elder, which, you know, drew me to you as a minister myself. But you're also an entrepreneur and author, public speaker, radio person. I mean, just all in one, the full package.
I'm Every Woman. That's my theme song. That's why that's my theme song.
Every Woman. I mean, it was just like, oh, my God, this is just amazing. And with that, you have a real talk, you know, girl, unplug, real talk event up and coming. And, I mean, you have some amazing guests that are going to be speaking, a lot that are transparent, a lot that us women can learn from. So tell us more about that.
Well, coming up on April 11th through the 13th is my first Girl Talk Unplugged, The Ultimate Getaway, which is a prelude to my ultimate vision of having a destination where women can come and heal from the inside out. And it's 2.5 days of unplugging, restoration, rejuvenation, and then being built back up. Many times we try to build on top of faulty foundations, and I'm not saying that we're coming together to rip each other apart. That's not what I'm saying. But we are creating very intentionally a sacred and safe space for women to come together to heal each other. And once we do that and go back out into the world, you know, transformation takes place that much more expeditiously, if you will. And some of the presenters that I have coming, I'm just so blessed to have these relationships, and we are really friends. We're not connecting because of Girl Talk Getaway. I have been blessed to create this platform to share with people that I have real relationships with. And, you know, it's not a lot of content. It really is a getaway. That's why I'm calling it that. There's not a lot of breakout sessions or things like that. There are 5 sessions over 2.5 days. The rest of the time, ladies can go to the spa. They can go sit out by the water. There is an outlet mall down the street. They can make new friends, reconnect with old friends, or just go in their rooms and go to sleep. You know, sometimes when we go to conferences, there's so much going on that you need a vacation when you leave the conference or the retreat. And this is not that. You know, I want women to be able to sleep a little later, get up, do Zumba. You know, then I have with Pat Richmond, do a sensual strength training class late Friday afternoon. Thursday night there's an opening healing circle with Miriam Niles, a good friend of mine, who's going to be facilitating that. And then Thursday and Friday night, I'm going to have an all-girl dance party because I believe dancing is a healing tool that many of us don't utilize. So we're going to shake all that energy out, move it around, dance, have some fun. Friday morning, I have Real Talk with Real Healers, where I have five physicians or therapists or doctors, but professionals, to help us do some real healing work. Then my keynote on Friday is Dr. Melva Green from A&E's Hoarders, and she's going to facilitate for us the power of femininity, and we're going to really do some deep work. She is actually a medical doctor. She's a psychiatrist who has now integrated fully into alternative healing, and so I'm excited to be able to share her because she's been a blessing to me for the last 3 years or so. But this is a great opportunity to get to share her. And then there's free time the rest of the day until Friday night, where I have an all-male panel entitled Girl, You Need to Hear This, and have some incredible male voices, Tony Gaskins, Anatom Bariola, Bishop Derek Triplett, Jay Lang, Dr. Marcus Tappan. These men have a heart for women, and they're easy on the eyes, too. You got to throw that in.
Boy, are they.
This is a women's gathering and a women's getaway, so I want the sisters to know I took into consideration what you had to look at for a couple of hours and selected carefully. And but these men really have a genuine heart for women. And then there's a special surprise after that. We're going to dance a little bit. And then we close out on Saturday with the Legacy Luncheon, which is created in honor of my two grandmothers and my godmother who have since passed on, but the legacy that they left for me and the shoes they left and the path they left for me to walk out. This is to honor them. And our keynote for that is my dear friend and sister Kimba Smith-Pradia, who has a powerful story of restoration and redemption and is now paying it forward. And for those that don't know, she is a young lady who was pardoned by President Bill Clinton, and she did not have to serve out the rest of a 25-year sentence for a first offense, mind you, where the book basically was thrown at her. But she has a powerful story, and she's going to share that. And I selected her because our charitable partner is Sisters for Sisters, Inc., which is a local nonprofit organization who does everything to serve women, whether it's through domestic violence, HIV/AIDS awareness. They have a teen girls mentoring program, and they also deal with women who find themselves homeless. So I'm excited about the opportunity to bring women together, like I said, so that we can heal each other.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, I want you to tell everyone, how did you get Girl Talk? How did it start?
Well, Girl Talk is 12 years old. This is not my first time out doing Girl Talk. I originally started Girl Talk back in 2000 as a spinoff of a daily radio feature that I did every day, Monday through Friday, on Heaven 1580 in the Washington, D.C. area. And once a quarter, I would come together with women who listened to me on the radio, and that audience would range anywhere from 500 to over 1,000 women four times a year, where it was intimate, informal, and unscripted. And I did that for 7 years. I took a break for 4 years when my daughter went through high school so that I could be fully present in her life and available. And now that she's in college and doing well, I really was like, what? How do I bring this back? Women were like, when is Girl Talk returning? We miss Girl Talk. And after exploring some different options, I came up with this getaway because it is a prelude, as I said earlier, to my ultimate dream, which is to have a bed and breakfast type destination for women to come and heal. And that would be a permanent place. But the getaway is just a trailer for that, a preview, if you will, for that destination, which is my ultimate dream. So I've been doing Girl Talk since 2000. It became Girl Talk Unplugged in 2011, the beginning of 2012.
So how does one register to be a part of this getaway?
Well, quickly, because the room block is being released tonight at midnight. And all of the special registration discounts that we have going on, I have several to meet the needs of several layers of women, if you will, who just may not have been able to afford the original registration price. But this is for all women. This is not to exclude anybody. So I've been able to create opportunity for anybody that wants to be here to be here. And the website is GTU, for Girl Talk Unplugged, GTUGetaway.com. Click on registration. And for your listeners, those who are listening, I'm going to give them the deepest discount that I am offering. And that is using the promo code BuddyPass2013. I'm not going to tell you what it is because you won't believe it. You have to visit the site, enter, click on registration, enter the promo code BuddyPass2013, which expires tonight at 11 p.m. And if this is you, if there's a sister listening and I'm talking to you, and you go and you grab that, go right back in, click on the hotel link, which is also on the registration page, and reserve your room immediately. And I just want to say I'm not offering this because I'm trying to fill up a room. I have over 150 women already registered.
Right.
Who've already secured their room, who are coming. I am really reaching for and calling in the women who are looking to be healed for transformation from the inside out. I want you there. If you want to be there, I want you there. So I'm offering to those who are listening and who think they want to come, who feel this is resonating with them, the promo code is BuddyPass2013. Today is your day for a miracle. That's all I'm going to say, because it's a miracle.
And it's at the Hyatt Regency Resort and Spa.
It's at the Hyatt Regency Resort and Spa, Chesapeake Bay, which is on the beautiful eastern shore of Maryland in Cambridge. Just an amazing spa destination property. It's beautiful, and the food is good. The rooms are amazing. I'm telling you, Kalithia, from day one, and you know this, and I just want to thank you publicly because you were one of the first to respond to my vision when I posted it last year. So thank you for that. I will always remember that. But this is so intentionally planned, every detail, from the colors to the exhibitors, to the sessions, to the content, that our intention from day one was to have women lose track of how many times they said, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the intent, and that's the experience that is being created. And I'm just very grateful to be, you know, a vehicle to have the opportunity to share this with women.
And this is going to be something annual, right? This is just something that's going to be, because next year you're going to do it also for 2014, correct? It's something that will always come through.
I'm taking a deep breath. Honestly, I haven't decided if I'm going to do it every year or every other year.
Okay.
But I am planning to repeat it.
Right.
I am planning to repeat it. And still making that decision, so that's my answer. There will be an opportunity. I'm just not sure if it's going to be in 2014 or 2015.
12:23 here in San Diego, where I'm at, Los Angeles, California, 3:23 Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. have the wonderful and inspiring Elder Vicki Johnson on the air with me. Vicki, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want you to send some words of encouragement, because there's a lot of people listening from across the globe, and I know they're listening in, because they, you know, words of encouragement is what it's all about when it comes to ministry, and I just want you to send those words of encouragement for those that, you know, are where we all used to be. You feel what I'm saying? So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer, is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Social media is not as fad and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more on Social Media.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back. Welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, today's featured show with our featured guest, Elder Vicki Johnson, Girl Talk Unplugged. You can follow Vicki at Elder Vicki, follow myself at Kalithia, or at, you know, the station at BGE underscore radio.com, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Get on over there so that way you can sign up as a free member, speaking to Elder Vicki in regards to her upcoming getaway, as many of you guys heard. It's just, you know, a getaway, support, encouragement. And, Vicki, that's what I would like for you to share with many of our listeners today, some words of encouragement.
Well, the one thing that I like to offer to those who are listening is to find your voice, to get to that place of authenticity, of authentic living. And the way to do that, Kalithia, is to begin taking off layers. The more we take away what has been added to us, most of the time subliminally or without our permission, once we come to that place where, you know, the way my life is right now is not working for me, then we begin peeling away those things and those people that are no longer working. We step into a realm of authenticity, and authentic living makes us attractive, and being attractive gives us value, and having value allows us to walk out our purpose on purpose in a way that every day we can wake up excited and go to sleep fulfilled. That is available to everyone, to anyone who wants it. I think a lot of times we live our lives in the space of not having options, and that's simply not true. We always have options. If you don't like your job, then get another one. Well, I'm not qualified, Vicki. Well, get qualified. Take a class. Redo your resume. Find a mentor. Join an association. Listen to Kalithia and Bill Grow and Enjoy every week. You know what I mean? There's always a way to expand and evolve so that when we are done here, let me sum it up this way. I was asked a question. And in the beginning of our dialogue today, you started naming all of these things that I do. And as a pastor of women, I've been the associate pastor of women at my church, Kingdom Worship Center in Towson, Maryland. Got to give them a shout out to Bishop Ralph Dennis and Elder Deborah Dennis. But I've been the associate pastor of women there now for 15 years. And one of the ladies said to me, she said, "Pastor Vicki, how do you do it all? Like, what makes you get up and give so much?" And what came out of me, I can say flesh and blood definitely didn't reveal it. It just came out. And I said, you know, when I die, and a lot of people don't like to talk about this because of the morbidity of it, but it's just a reality. When I die, I want to leave here empty. Mm-hmm. I want to have poured out everything, every idea, every creation that God gave me the privilege to house, if you will. Mm-hmm. I want to be empty when it's my turn to go from this life to the next. And that is what drives me to do as much as I can, as often as I can, for as many people as I can. And when you live like that, when you live in a way where it's not about you, that there are no mistakes, only lessons, that there are no, you know, bad choices that we cannot recover from, that is not what has happened, it is our response to what has happened that determines how we live, then we'll begin operating and living with the understanding that every thought and every word, and I heard Louise Hay say this, every thought and every word becomes an affirmation for our future. And when you're intentional like that about your life, then you can honestly and sincerely live with no regrets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. Every thought and every word becomes an affirmation for our life. I really like that. Vicki, you also have books that are published. Tell that a little more to the listener.
Well, it goes in line with what I'm saying. Being here at BET, I've been here now for 16 years, and quite a few years ago, BET had a publishing division, BET Books, and people would give me their manuscripts. You know, hey, do you know how I can get my manuscript in for consideration? And people that I knew or pass, I would cross, I would say, well, just give it to me, and I'll take it in, because literally we were in the same department. And after about 2 years of bringing in other people's manuscripts, the publishing manager said to me, "Vicki, don't bring another manuscript unless it's yours." I was like, oh, girl, get out of my face. I'm not trying to be an author. I'm just trying to help people. So about 2 weeks later, I got another manuscript, and I took it to her, and she wouldn't accept it. She said, "Is that yours?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, I'm not accepting that." And I walked away saying, girl, I don't want to be an author. What are you doing? What are you talking about? And God said, you already have a manuscript. Just take the segments you've been doing on the radio every day for the last five and a half years and put it together, and you have a manuscript. And I did that, Kalithia, and they loved it. And that became my first two books, Gems for the Journey and More Gems for the Journey. In the midst of that, BET Books, which was owned by Simon & Schuster, was sold to Harlequin. Harlequin mm-hmm. picked up that imprint along with all of the authors. And so my third book that was released, Addicted to Counterfeit Love, was released on the New Spirit imprint, which was owned by Harlequin. Well, that was in 2005, 6, and 7, respectively. Mm-hmm. Then the New Spirit imprint went away. And I kind of said, oh, well, that was a nice run, you know, mm-hmm. and thought I was done. Then my godmother, who is one of the people I'm honoring at the Legacy Luncheon at the Getaway, passed away suddenly. And when she passed away, at that time, she had become what I'll call the Facebook pastor, or one of them. There are many of them now, but she was an early adopter of Facebook. Mm-hmm. And she would just encourage people and just, you know, wish people a happy birthday and just celebrate people. And she would always come on and say, I celebrate your life today. You made it. You know, don't stress. You're blessed. And after she passed away suddenly, maybe about a month after her homegoing celebration, I had a dream about her. And she told me to pick up her mantle on Facebook. And that's literally how I started posting on Facebook, because I was on, I was an undercover agent on Facebook and Twitter. I had originally got on to spy on my 18 nieces and nephews and my daughter, who are all in that teenage, young adult range. And I originally had gotten on, honestly, to just spy on them. I wasn't posting anything. Then I started posting Vicky-isms. And so for the last 3 years or so, I was posting Vicky-isms, and a publisher reached out to me and said, "What are you doing with all of that content?" And she just courted me and coached me. And February 14th, Vicky-isms was released on Pecan Tree Press, Pecan Tree Books, and it's now available on Amazon. If you just type in Vicky-isms. And my book comes up. And last weekend, I had my book release celebration, and it was just awesome, just the support and the way people turned up and have been supporting the book. So that was my fourth book. So I'm back. And it's available on Amazon, and I'm still posting now on Facebook and Twitter, but now just hashtagging it. Some people have seen it. It's called Shift Shaping, and Shift Shaping is a term that God gave me, where the wisdom that he speaks through me is to help women and men actually give form and or definition to the transitions that life brings. Mm-hmm. Just kind of being an arrow to help people understand where you are is not all there is. This is just an opportunity to learn something, to grow, to evolve, to become more aware and more conscious, so that you don't just go through life unconsciously, but that you go through your life on purpose. So that was a mouthful, but you asked the question, Kalithia.
No, I love it. This is why I like talking to you. It's just so deep, and, you know, and I can just relate, because, you know, like when I see you, I see a lot of me in you, and shift shaping is what it is. I mean, there's definitely a shift going on, and I can say my life has shaped. And speaking of, I have someone on the that's on the hold that would like to speak to you. And this is Minister Pamela Reese with the Preparation Room. And because of her encouragement, it helped me go forth. If it wasn't for her, Bill Gordon Joy would have never been birthed. So I want to welcome her. She would like to say a word to you. Hi,
hello.
Pam.
Hey, Kalithia.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay,
well, we're going to give God all that glory. So God used me like he's using this woman of God for the nation. Hello, woman of God. How are you
today? Hello, great lady. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, God is a good God.
Yes, he is. Yes, don't get started. Don't go there. You're going to have, we're going to go somewhere else.
It's awesome. And I just love it when I hear people talking about him. I was just hearing you out, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions. I stopped work. I put things on hold to come out here to make this call. I really did. I'm excited about what God is doing in your life, and I bless
you,
woman of God. I truly bless you. You shall go forth like an eagle. After you get off this phone, girl, you're going to really fly. You think you're flying now? You're going to fly.
Thank you. Thank you. That's confirmation. Thank you. I do receive it.
You flying even higher because you was obedient to the call that God has on your life, and you are going forth. But one of the things that you was talking, I always invite the Holy Spirit when I'm getting ready to speak, and the Holy Spirit, you know, so he could speak to me. And as you was talking, he was speaking to me, and he was saying to me, to say to you and to the other people that's listening, as you write your book, as you go on into your book, you become who that book is. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
So the book that you write, you become. And things come, you know, in the form, like, you know, whatever book it is. If it's a book of warfare, the warfare comes. If a book of grieving, the grieving come. Whatever it is, so girdle up yourself when you're getting ready to write a book. Anoint yourself, woman of God. And there's something powerful that God is doing in your life. It's more than just oil. It's water, like a baptism. It's water. So, you know, you go to the Holy Spirit with that, and the Holy Spirit will direct you. You know, he prophesies in parts, but it's something definitely in water. And God is getting ready to do something so mighty and so powerful in your life. It's unbelievable. It's something that you can't even imagine. But I feel that there's so much peace within you now, and I just ask God to continue to bring the peace that's in you. Continue to take the legacy that your godmother gave you and go for it, and don't be afraid. Step into beyond. And I just bless you, and I plead the blood of Jesus over you, woman of God. And
thank
I'm
you.
Proud to talk to a woman like you and to know a mighty woman like you. So,
oh, bless you. Thank you. That is water to my soul. I mean that. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to get off the phone, but I bless Bill Growing in Joy also, because Khaleesia never thought that she would be where she's at. But when she come to me with the things that she coming to me, I was like, Khaleesia, I'm so happy for you, but I knew it was going to happen. I'm happy for you, but I knew it was going to happen. So I just want to thank you, women of God, that God is using us, and we just humble ourselves to open our arms for him to let the Holy Spirit come into us and use us in the way that we needed to be used. But I just want to tell you something, and Khaleesia something, and I'm telling myself something too in the spirit. It's time for us not to compromise with the enemy no more. It's time for us to fight. It's time for us, can I just keep it real, call a spade a spade. And go forth. Yes, it's a time for everything, but we got to know what the time it is. And now it's time to just girdle up and go forth and break down any type of hindering spirits that's in our way, because the call is upon our life. So I'm going to leave y'all with that note.
All right.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you, right, too. Wow. And I'll talk to you later on.
All right, love you.
Bye. All right,
bye-bye.
Wow. Just wow.
Yeah, Pamela Reese. Powerful.
And what's her last name? Are you saying Reese?
Pamela Reese Wardlaw with the Preparation Room. She's usually here on BGE about once a month, but she's kind of stepped away just to, you know, get into, you know, the spirit and things she has going on. But the Preparation Room is what she does out in Atlanta, and Pamela Reese Wardlaw is her name.
Wow.
Deep.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was
an
unexpected gift. Thank you.
You're welcome. Vicki, let everyone know once again how they can follow you, how they can contact you, how they can register for this event, how they can get your book. Let everyone know again.
Absolutely. Well, the getaway information is gtugetaway.com. That's where they can register. That's where they can find more information about the getaway, about me. The registration special we have going on, the Buddy Pass, the discount is Buddy Pass 2013. That's the promo code, Buddy Pass 2013. I'm on Twitter at Elder Vicki. I'm on Facebook at Elder Vicki Johnson, and that's V-I-K-K-I. So that's Elder V-I-K-K-I on Facebook at Elder Vicki Johnson. You can purchase my book on Amazon. It's Vicki Isms. That's V-I-K-K-I-I-S-M-S. And my website is eldervicki.com. Khaleesia.
Well, we bless you, Elder Vicki. And I feel so depressed. I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot make this. It's just my travel. You just never know with the walk. I just never expect, like, all these meetings. And I didn't even expect to plan this HIV conference. It just came all of a sudden because of this stuff going on. But you know that we support you. We are here for you. You know
thank you.
Got your back, sister in Christ. So I just want to, you know, say thank you for taking the time, because I know you're busy and joining me today and spreading this message. And like I said, we bless you here at Bill Grow and Enjoy.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and may the blessings of the Lord just continue to overtake you, Khaleesia. You soar, sister, and I'm going to be in your wind. How about that?
thank you. And there you guys have it, Elder Vicki Johnson, Girl Talk Unplugged, GTUGetaway.com, at Elder Vicki. You can register. What was that code again, Vicki? One more time.
Promo code is BuddyPass, BuddyPass 2013, BuddyPass 2013, and they get a significant discount that goes away tonight at 11 p.m., and they also need to make their hotel reservations by midnight tonight because the room block is being released tonight. So the Lord has blessed us, and we're grateful, and we give Him all glory for that.
Mm-hmm. Shit shaping. We love you, Vicki.
Love
you
too.
So, you know, you guys, we are back on Wednesday. You know, it's that time of the month. Tax season wrapping it up, is wrapping up. Debbie Snelling is back, putting you on your path of success. Financial planning and tax tips for the month. She'll be back on the air with me on Wednesday, same time, same place, 3:20 to 3 p.m. Here on BGE Radio, featured and award-nominated digital radio station that puts you on the path of success. So you guys have a great rest of your day, and I'm going to conclude this show with our sister that joined us almost a month ago, and that's Karen White. And you guys know the song I'm going to play, and that's Sister, Sister. And this goes out to GTUGetaway.com. Enjoy, everyone.
And wake up, sister, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. Don't you think it's
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.